This is Sean from Spinal Empty Soul here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
Favorite comedian Anthony Rogers live in his tour bus. Yeah, but also you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking, they said your shit looks whack, it looks weird, they can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now, and the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description. Go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the entire universe. Mine's Anthony. How you doing?
Hi. Hold on, let me make this brighter. Okay.
This is a cool episode. I know a little bit about this. I didn't ask too many questions. I want to ask the guests and stuff. So this is kind of a dope episode. So it's what is channeling mean? Like actually, you know, what does it mean to channel?
So channeling is kind of like when you are embodying like the spirit of a like non-physical being. That's like the best way I can describe it. So it's kind of like the being is like using you as a vessel to like communicate some messages, or like it's temporarily using your body, because usually the beings that are being channeled are either from the spirit realm or like higher dimensional than the third dimension. So it's kind of like your, I don't want to say medium, but medium's a really good kind of description, because the word itself means like you're in between both realms. So the channel is the one who bridges those two realms together, essentially.
Dude, this is crazy. This is awesome subject, by the way. Cool. We'll get Mikey on now. How you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? The conversation is down the rabbit hole we go.
Yeah, yes. So you can channel like extraterrestrials, basically?
Yeah. So I think it would be helpful if I kind of go through the process of it, because one thing that I guess you could say take pride in terms of how I ended up doing this, is that I always tell people I never tried to do it. And I don't really try to do anything. It's following the synchronicities along your path. And when things keep showing up and you feel like you're ignoring them, no matter how crazy they may seem, I've learned to really go with the flow. So people that meet me that don't know about this, a lot of people that know me, they don't even know that I do this. They would never think that, because I go down the rabbit hole with things. I'm very open-minded, but it's not like this is my life necessarily. But because I'm open-minded and I followed all these little breadcrumbs along the way, eventually I found myself connecting. It started with listening to channeling by a few different beings, but different extraterrestrial channeling that opened me up to the idea of what that is. Because at first, when I was listening to other extraterrestrial channeling, I was just listening for the basic like self-improvement info. I wasn't sold on the alien stuff. But then I listened to it more and more, and over time, I'm becoming more acclimated to the energy. And then I start to get interested in this stuff. And I always said that I didn't see myself as a channel. I just saw myself in the future just talking as me, like relaying. I've spoken on stage and stuff before, seeing me speaking as me and relaying information to people. But what happened after that is I just – started getting these synchronicities leading me to actually connect with different beings and be a channel in an elevated way. And that started by me just having conversations with people where I felt like that I wasn't talking as myself. It felt like I was just being a conduit, being like a vessel where you're speaking and it's flowing, but you're not thinking about it too much, which is totally different type of feeling where it's not like you're thinking so much about it. You're not using your mind as much. You're just getting into the center place. And at the time, I wasn't trying to get into this kind of centered place to do it. It just started happening. I was like, whoa, this is different. This is really,
so you were like channeling before you even really were consciously channeling.
Yeah, definitely. So the way that I see everybody is we're all channeling. If we're talking about the definition of us just creatively expressing ourselves, I feel like our mind, from what I understand, what I've gotten, is our physical mind is a receiver from the higher mind. And we are channeling our persona. We're channeling, like, all these creative ideas that
are coming from a higher realm. I definitely agree with that, because I think there's a bunch of movies that are channeled, like Star Wars is a great example of that. Like, he may not have consciously channeled it, but I think that was something that probably happened in another, on another star system, other part of the galaxy, that he was just like picking up that information psychically from. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's totally themes there. I feel like all of that. I mean, the Matrix is one of my favorite movies, and I mean,
my God,
it's like crazy, but no. Fiction movies, they leave clues. It's coming from some. So just in general, what I tell people is I think we are all channelers in our own way. And then there's different forms of channeling. So if I'm doing anything creative, or if I see you guys talking about any type of artistic expression or any creative expression, I see you as channeling. But you just may not label it, right? So for me, the exploration and the path I went down, which I didn't expect that I would go down, is actually connecting with different beings and getting into a state where initially it started with automatic writing. So I started with automatic writing, which is, it's the same concept out of the way, but you're doing writing. So you just, so for some people, they'll use it, they'll do handwriting where they'll use a notepad, and they'll just allow their hand to move, and then they're not paying attention, you know, to, they're not trying to control it. Like, the art of channeling is surrendering as much as possible, just getting out of the way. So you do that through writing. I started with writing because I like writing. I'm naturally a writer. Then I got more into vocal channeling, and to kind of come to a climactic point here. So I found out about the main being that I channel. The leap was that as I'm connecting more with extraterrestrials, as I'm seeing that I feel like I'm having this channeling experience just myself. And then I get a stone. It's called moldavite. I don't know if you ever heard of moldavite. It's a very extraterrestrial stone.
Yes, yeah. Moldavite.
Moldavite. It's supposed to be like it's a tektite. It's like the result of a meteor that struck like millions of years ago in the Czech Republic. And through that, through like the material, right, of the meteorite and that heat, it created like a glass in a sense, which they call a tektite. But it's basically like an extraterrestrial glass because it's coming from. Right?
Okay.
So I was drawn to this stone. I was drawn to moldavite, and it's this green stone. I even have it on me. And I didn't know that it was even related to extraterrestrials, but it's like the number one extraterrestrial stone, right? So I'm like, I never bought crystals before. Right? I'm like, I don't know. I was at crystal shops. I was in Sedona where I found it. I used to look at crystal shops, look at crystals. I'm like, that's for girls. That's for females. Like, you know, kind of like I'm not buying any crystals.
Fucking rocks, that?
Yeah. Bunch of colorful fucking rocks. Yeah. I didn't feel like I needed them. It never appealed to me. I was never excited about crystals until, but this is a different story too, crystal skull. So I got in crystal, but that's for another time. So anyway, so I get this mold right, and my intention is I'm going to connect more with extraterrestrials. So I have a channeling session shortly after with somebody that I found that channels a being from the race of the being that I channel. And I found it through YouTube, barely has any followers, nothing. So I do this private session with her, and keep in mind, I'm holding the piece of Moldavite while we're talking. And I said, listen, I'm having this experience where I feel like I'm being prepared to channel or something. I don't know. And being the amazing channel that she is, she goes, well, you have a counterpart in the civilization. And the counterpart is like, it would be like different lives that we have in other worlds, timelines, civilizations. And a counterpart, the idea of a counterpart is like a part of your soul, you know, expressing itself in that way. The counterpart connection is very common with channeling, where it's like you're going to channel the counterpart, often a counterpart of yourself, because it's such a close connection, right? So she goes, you have a counterpart.
Is Maldivin like you in another realm, essentially? Like,
yeah, it's an aspect of me, but it's not like, it's hard for us to imagine another, like a different part of us without tying our personality and ourself to it. So yeah, it's like, it is a counterpart of mine. Like, it's a part of my, right? If we look at like the soul and breaking off and all these different directions and expressions, it's like an expression of mine on a higher level. But synchronistically, through how I feel like when we create these connections and the connection I have with him, there's naturally going to be similarities and patterns between us where it just fits, right? It's going to fit. So yeah, he's a totally different expression than me, but we have a lot of similarities that make it work. So she, in this session, I'm holding the Moldavite, and she says, so you have a counterpart. And she says, I'm actually getting a name that I'm going to give you. And they don't really have names, but they assign names to make it easier. So she says, I'm going to spell out the name. And she spells out, and it's Moldavin. It, like the connection of the Moldavite and the name Moldavin. Yeah, yeah. And a lot more came out of that, right? So I'm like, wow, weird. Super interesting. And then afterwards, this channel, who is now one of my very good friends, she goes, so it just so happens that I am starting channeling classes next week. And so, perfect. Why don't you get started? Like, you can. And I did her, she was an amazing teacher. So I did her classes and I just opened up to it. And all of a sudden, I just went on this crazy journey where it was like, for me, I was using the channeling to like coach me, where he was like my own coach.
Yeah.
And benefiting myself. And the process for me, as even you said, Alex, for yourself, right, is getting comfortable with getting out there and sharing that with other people.
Yeah, so totally.
Yeah.
Because everyone is like, are you fucking crazy? Like, what? Are you good?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just kicking tongues and fucking totally normal. Fucking, yeah, I feel that.
Right. People think it's insane. And that's why.
I mean, it kind of is.
Well, it's like new normals, right? Where it's something that wasn't normal before, it just feels normal. And that's what I try to get across people through this idea of, you know, I'm not wearing a fucking, these crazy crystals around, and I look like Jesus, and my hair is long.
You should. That would be really funny. That would be a funny bit. If you just,
I could do that. It would be
the most outrageous crystal, like necklace and like crown or some shit.
Yeah, it's have like a crystal saber, you know, like a scepter, and the whole headdress and everything. I my style hasn't changed. I have my crystal bracelets and stuff, but so I feel like a part of my mission is for people to see me and be like, I mean, this guy seems like a regular dude. He seems like he's pretty normal. And then I'd be like, yeah, so I channel an extraterrestrial. And then they're like, wait, what? But now I have a base where people understand, like, I'm not this. When I explain the story and I say I wasn't trying to do this, this just happened.
Yeah. And
over time, like, you see how it benefits you in a huge way and it benefits other people. And he's a character. And I didn't even think I was channeling extraterrestrial at first because he studies, imagine a being that has this purpose to make contact with people on Earth, to create like this, like to have them acclimate to the energy. You could imagine that if that's a specialty of theirs, that they would actually study and have interest in modern day and pop culture.
Right, so right.
When I started channeling him, like, it's like movie references and like talking about songs and shit. It's like, what the fuck is this? Look, is this? I've never heard anything like this from somebody John, like an extraterrestrial. You know, usually it's like, and it, like, this is so crazy. But that's actually from day one, and it's been since 2020. It's just been the same every single time. That's his style. That's his personality. He's funny. He's playful. He jokes around. And that's how I am too. So, but he's like another level. Because he's just crazy.
What are the general messages you receive and stuff? Like, are there like general messages or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Well, the general message is really the idea of like of being more playful in life. Like, play is the way, and understanding that things don't have to be so serious. And in combination with that. And really, like, you know, kind of messing with people and making things seem like they're not so serious, but very kind of under the radar and in a very subtle way, or not so subtle, because it can be very loud. But really empowering people with the idea that they're infinite beings, that anything is truly possible, and it's just a matter of, like, what is relevant, and that, you know, you are so much more powerful than you know. So it's very, very powerful, but it's in a kind of very, kind of like a genius way in how I experience it. It's offset by being light in nature, which that's my style too. You know, it's like you have fun, you don't take things seriously, but at the same time, it's like, but know what you're capable of, like know how powerful you are. I do the vocal channeling with him, which is like an experience of its own, which Alexis saw some of today.
Yeah, I saw. He sent me a video.
Yeah.
But he's funny. Yeah. Funny.
And
definitely a character.
Character for sure. People that know me and have hung out with me, they'll tell me like, wow, you're a character. This is another level. This is another level of character. But just like as the last thing to mention, Alex, you also experienced, and you know, you mentioned the X-Files. You sent me the message, oh, the X-Files music. And well, I'm like connected. It's like a telepathic connection in a sense, right? That I feel when you get really close with it, it's like you feel like a telepathic kind of, where the way I would describe it is, it's like I receive like images and scenes and ideas from him, where I don't need to get into this deep state to vocal channeling. Yeah. It's just a different form of channeling, right? Going back to a whole different form. So yeah. At this point, I'm very linked to him, and he'll send me different images. And so when Alexis goes, hey, look, I use the X-Files music, and you know, he shows me like he's saying, not triple X files, and shows me like a DVD cover, like a porn cover with triple X files on it. And
that's funny.
With that, in the beginning,
so you see, like, he, it's not, that's crazy. So he actually shows you a photo, or like a clear image.
Yeah, like it's hard to explain, right? Because it's like it feels like it happens in an instant. Like it's just all right there. It's for me to unpack. And it's really, you know, right. Like the third where you see it like in your imagination. And in the beginning of like my channeling journey, if I received that, I would just say, oh, that's my mind, that's my imagination. But when you get accustomed to like very specific flavor and personality of who you're channeling and who you're connecting with,
right,
you just
right.
know. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because it's the way that they, every single time, right? So now I know that, and I could say that this, in collaboration with me, that he's relaying this to me, but he's also using my experience and my repository, you know?
Right.
I know that was a long explanation, but truly it goes deep. It goes deep. And if you don't get the full story, you just think like it's just this kind of weird thing. And meanwhile, that's why I love hearing people's stories and knowing like where they're coming from, because then it actually starts to seem a lot more normal. Like it's not not as crazy anymore. So anyway. So yeah, well, that's also, I'll leave it
out. It doesn't have to be normal to be real though. You know what I mean? It just has to be real. You know what I mean? Just because it's not normal doesn't mean it's not real. I believe in stuff like that. And the point is just like from a interview perspective, I'm not going to call anything. I just want to learn, man. You know, like, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's interesting. You know, that's where I'm at. Just so you know, I'm not like trying to, I don't think it has to be, like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be normal for it to happen. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Just like,
normal is normal story, man. You know?
It is very, very. Like when did you start having experiences like this?
This was in 2020. During COVID, which really allowed me to go deep down this rabbit hole. That's when I had that.
Is that when you started having your spiritual awakening?
My spiritual awakening. That's interesting. Because I like since college. I mean, I remember. I think my intro to just like first to personal development was Tony Robbins, Personal Power. That was like my intro.
Okay.
To just so that was in college. And then I was interested in like The Secret had just come out, and that's like the gateway to people for spirituality, law of attraction, all that stuff. But it was like I felt like it was off too, you know. I was like, I don't know. And then I just went, man, I'm a researcher. I am a researcher through and through. If people are like, what are you reading? What book? I'm like, I'm not a reader. I'm a researcher. I just like my mind constantly, I just can look stuff up. And so I just kept going down, you know, these different rabbit holes, these different paths. I came across a mentor of mine that I'm very close with now. That was like, she promotes herself as a law of attraction teacher, but it's just like in general, like an energy kind of coach, but she's totally my pal. She was a huge part of my awakening process and like guiding me. And it wasn't until I was probably like 2015 when I was introduced to channeling Abraham Hicks and Char. And then leading up to 2020, I was working on a book. And basically realized that it was like I was channeling it, but I didn't know, you know, where I would be writing.
That's interesting.
I would be writing, for instance, like I wrote a chapter and it was so deep that I was like tearing up from it because, I could be channeling. And if it feels really, I mean, imagine like the emotion of feeling like you're feeling your own power, and you're feeling
in turn. Well,
like
you're probably feeling the emotion of what the being you're channeling, while you're also receiving the information.
Yeah, feeling that connection, and then and feeling that very high frequency energy, where I believe that as we elevate and we raise our frequency and in the presence of other beings like that, it's so like there's so much in their knowing of who they are, and they're so heart-based that it can make you emotional because it just it's like that feeling that it's like a feeling of like being at home almost, you know, like what people might talk about in terms of being in spirit or passing over, but you're still alive. You know, you don't have to experience do that to experience that. So I will have those moments or channeling, and it'll just feel like so powerful that I'm not like, it doesn't even feel like I'm emotional, but it's like I'll feel like a tear going down my, like, I feel like my skin is clearing, you know? And I've channeled other beings too. There's one, cause I went down like a shamanic path as well, where I channel this kind of like guide of mine that came up. That's a whole other story. But you know, all these things.
How many spirit guides do you have?
I'm not even sure. You know, I've never really quantified it. I will say this though. I like that question. Eight. Because now I feel him like chiming in and joking around about how it's almost like it always changes. Right? Be like, oh, I have eight. Another one here. So I feel like it's fluctuating. But the
mine first... definitely fluctuates too. Like I'll have sometimes I feel like, well, honestly, I feel like I have a shit ton because some of my spirit guides are like deities that I work with in my witchcraft practices, and then some of them are like past loved ones, and then some of them are like star family, people that I knew in past lives on other like dimensions and other realms. And then some of them are archangels and like different levels of angels. So that's why I was like, I don't know if that's normal or, I mean, because none of this is really normal, but I was just curious because like, so I feel like depending on what I'm doing, like I'll start channeling certain beings. And like, when I first started having an awakening, like, I didn't really get a teacher until like maybe 2 years into my awakening, because I was like, most of what I learned was stuff that my guides were teaching me psychically. And like, they were pretty much guiding me through my awakening for the first couple years. So honestly, it was kind of rough because I was like dealing with it, like, you know, not alone, but like not with other human beings, you know, just kind of like, maybe I'm crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, let's just go with it. Fuck it. You know, I got like 20 people in my head talking to me at the same fucking time, but that's totally normal. Like, and
it's like this, we have, going back to the idea that we're all channels, we have constantly, in my experience, constant communication, information, and it's just a matter of us being able to perceive it and process it. That's what process it, and that's why things like meditation are so important. And it doesn't have to be this very formal type of meditation. It could be anything. You know, anything, you're quiet in your mind. It's quiet in your mind, and like setting that intention of, I'm going to use this space to connect. And you don't have to know where it's coming from. Everybody will have a different experience, but there's so much value there. You know, so much value. And also, I believe that in that way of you getting that we, as an example, us three, we're feeding our other aspects and other people. So like they're getting info from us, and it's this whole like network, you know, where learning from our experience and without us knowing, kind of naturally, you know, giving information, and then we get it. And it's like all these this pathway, kind of like the big, you know, web.
Well, I think that's kind of the whole purpose of light workers in general, is like we can do consciously do light work, but I feel like I do light work when I don't even realize I'm doing light work, when like I'm talking to someone on the train or like just an Uber driver, and like all of a sudden like they'll just, and this happens to me a lot because I think I'm a Heyuki empath. And so like, basically when people talk to me, like I transmute, like my energy transmutes their negative energy. And so from a young age, people have just felt really comfortable with just telling me their whole like life story and like all their trauma and shit. So it'll be like in a 5-10 minute Uber ride. And the guy's like telling me like, yeah. And then my dad stole my inheritance. And I'm like, oh my God. But it's like, even just that is like doing light work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Just being a listener and somebody, and this is key because I've had that experience too. The key is where they sense you're not judging them.
Right. Right.
That's what people need. It's like, oh, that's he's not judging me. And then they feel okay to share. That's it.
Yeah.
If you just sound judgmental and just like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm not going to judge you. Right?
Totally.
It's simple shit, but we make it hard. You're totally like that. You're totally like that. And I think that's definitely a big reason why we get along too, is I mean, there would never be in our communications, there's never 1 ounce of like, well, why are you doing that? Like, that's weird.
You know what it means is like my history of just like what I've gone through, like being a drug addict and just like, you know, it's like I used to get high with homeless people. Like, who the fuck am I to judge anyone for anything? Like, you know what I mean? It's like I feel like I've been humbled by the universe where it's like I literally have no reason to ever judge people because I've done some fucking crazy shit. Yeah, so I'm like, who the fuck am I? Like,
For context, Anthony, it's funny how, so first of all, we met at something called Disclosure Fest, which was actually the first time that I channeled live, and it was with two friends of mine. And
oh my God, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was the first time. Yeah, the way that came together was incredible because that was on 11/11/11 with a date.
Like, right.
All different, really cool things. But so I had my two other friends one night. It was like late, like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was still wired. And I said, do you guys want to go downstairs? They're like, no, we're so tired. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go. We're in Vegas. Like, I'll find people. And she was down there with a bunch of other people hanging out. The point that I wanted to get across in context of what we're talking about is I knew nothing about Alexis, her professions and the things she does. I didn't know anything about this until afterwards, which I thought was hilarious and amazing. And I even told her, I'm like, I love it so much more that we're just like hanging out, talking about fucking ravens and shamanism and extra. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, we go online. Oh, yeah. She does a whole bunch
of stuff. I took dick on camera for money. But, you know, anyways, what we're talking about. So ravens, right.
Ravens. Oh yeah. About them ravens. Yeah. So no, that is just a perfect example of okay. Cool. Anyway. So I'm done
talking. Yeah, and then I ran into you at the other expo, Conscious Life in LA. We did a whole improv performance.
Oh yeah,
people probably thought we were fucking on so many drugs or like just like wasted or something.
Yeah, that was I don't want to say a mistake, but a kind of a possibly mistake that Matthew. He was trying to roast me, and he goes, oh, looks like, what do you say? What are you from, Jersey or Jersey Shore? And I do a Tony Soprano impersonation. So I said, what the fuck are you looking at? And then I started going. And then from there, it was, so this is all happening at Conscious Life Expo. It's like, elevate your consciousness. And Tony Soprano, and she, it's ridiculous. Go
So was Conscious Life the second expo you did channeling in front of people, like on stage?
Yes.
Cool. So then when did you start doing it for people, like on a personal level? Did people start asking you, or were you like, oh, like I have a met, like would you just randomly feel like giving people messages, or how did that start?
That's also the kind of the idea where I came up with Mikey Messenger, is like embracing being the messenger more as like a part of my own identity. Because going back to the idea of the progression of channeling and putting yourself out there, I'm completely fine doing it for myself and certain friends, but now I'm still in the process. I mean, this interview and these events are representation of how I'm putting myself out there more. But for a long time, it was just, okay, cool. If you find me, I'm happy to do a session for you. But I wasn't like, it wasn't my main thing. And it's not, I had other things. I have other things that are more like my main business and more in the business world. Whereas this was always, it was like a fun thing. But I was always happy if somebody found me and they're like, hey, will you do a private session? And like, yeah, absolutely. If I trust that when people find me and they ask me, it's almost guaranteed that I feel like I have to, not have to.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, for a reason, you know,
like that person was guided to you for a reason. Yeah. No, I feel the same way when people ask me for different spiritual stuff. It'll be very like serendipitous, or like, you know, like it's hard to explain. Like you just know that the universe is like, this person is here for this particular reason. Like, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah. Anthony, were you
I had a couple. How hard is it for you to channel? And also, could you do something like that now? Or is that like a crazy prepping thing, an exhausting thing, more or less?
No. Yeah, we could. I told Alexis we could do it. Can ask questions, we can help you with it. Yeah, we definitely can. I mean, you guys usually, you'll do like an hour and a half. Like I saw other episodes you've done. Is that like
usually we do like an hour? If it goes longer, like, you know, whatever. Like, you just do whatever the fuck we want, really.
I'm just hanging out, so yeah, whatever. But no, I was just checking because, yeah, we definitely have time. Yeah, no, we could,
okay,
we could do it. And have fun with that. anything else before I do that, or
no? I think that's good.
I know I covered a lot. So
no, I think you gave the general basis of it for sure, and then like background development on yourself and stuff too. I think there's that way it adds relevance and stuff. And we have like hundreds of people watching live right now, so I mean, this is like, I mean, I think this is
awesome,
interesting.
Kind of, yeah, vibe, you know? They've been like they keep featuring our live like videos on Rumble. So some of the episodes, I think I was telling you a little while ago, like we're getting like 50 to almost 80,000 views after, like we would put after it was over, but during we were getting like hundreds, sometimes up to 1,000 people watching live. So
yeah. Dope. Hell yeah, that's amazing. That's so cool. And also Rumble, if you put some like extraterrestrial channeling, like people are open to different kind of shit on Rumble.
Well, they won't censor you. They'll let you say your actual story, which I think is important. You know, it's not like shadow banned or anything like that. You're allowed to be yourself, and I kind of that's what drew me to it originally.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, 100%. There's not that much of that today. I saw a clip of Elon Musk did like an interview with this CNN announcer Don Lemon, which he fired it, whatever. But I like how, you know, someone like Elon Musk, which is kind of an enigma, and you don't know exactly where he's at, what direction he's going in, but he does preach like, we will get rid of things from the platform that are illegal, but we will not move things just because, like the guy that was interviewing him said, there's more anti-Semitic tweets than there were before. And he says, well, that's not the real measure. It's how many people are seeing them and what's the engagement that they're getting. It's not just that, but also, where do you stop where you say, but this should be posted. Now you're censoring. So it's
true. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, where is the line? That's really what people, is the issue. Like,
And if people are truly equal, you can make fun of anybody. Like, it doesn't mean you can't just be like, oh, I'm Jewish. You can't make fun of me. I'm on base. My hand's on base right now. You can't make fun of me. You can make fun of anybody. And that's where I feel. You can literally make fun of anybody on the planet, no matter what. And it doesn't matter if you're like Jewish or fat or white or whatever terminology.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like little kid stuff. It's like, oh, you can't tag me. You know what I mean? You can't tag me right now. It's just little kid terminology. And I'm totally free speech. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And I love that. I don't think you should preach hate. I think you call people that preach hate idiots, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
You just be like, I mean, hate's a waste of time and we should all evolve. And I think that's what you're saying earlier. And I think that's kind of like a good point. I think, but, you know, I just think I love free speech. And that's why I'm a big fan of Rumble. And we're blessed to have this featured right now. You know, to give us three people a voice randomly when it seems like voices are being diminished throughout the world. You know, so it's a blessing to be able to have a voice right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great to watch a mainstream video like that and think, wow, Twitter was not this way, and now it's going in this direction. I mean, everybody's gonna have conspiracy theories or thoughts on certain people and whether they're good or bad. But you can't deny if the platform itself, if you look at it and say, oh, there's no censorship. I mean, that's great. You know, to see something like otherwise, what are the alternatives? You got fucking Donald Trump's Truth Social.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, First Amendment, come on, you know? Fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So now Rumble, dude, Rumble, what they're doing with that shit. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'm a fan of free speech for sure, and like just expressing yourself and everything, huh? Is that Vegas behind you?
Is that what?
Is that Vegas? Are you in Vegas?
He's in New York, right?
No,
New York. Jersey? New York?
Yeah, I'm literally on the border. So I'm in New Jersey and the city is right there.
Okay. No, you have an East Coast accent, but it looked like the strip behind it looked like the Vegas strip for some reason behind you.
Oh no. That's just lights outside at this like parking lot. But literally
a bunch of UFOs in the background. They're all lined up like outside the window.
Well, I guess this is it's me bringing the Vegas energy into New Jersey, you know.
Nice.
But no, yeah, I love Vegas. All right, so now the craziness ensues. So I'll explain what I'm gonna do. So there's explanation behind it. So all I'm really doing is. So I'm going to be closing my eyes because now you're focusing inward. You're taking your focus off of, you know, the outside of like normal reality, just like meditation. So that allows me to get into a state to connect. And I really like oxygenate myself. So breathing like really kind of deeply, very deeply, because that like raises your frequency, opens you up, allows you to get through, you know, energy is easier. And then my body will just, where it'll be like the posture will open up. It's like my body opens up to handle more powerful energy. That's what it feels like. And then I'll put my hands together like this, it's like a yogic hand posture gesture called the Hakani Mudra. And if you think about forming a connection, if you're channeling, this is like a perfect reflection of connection where you're fully, it's like closed circuit. So by doing that, closing my eyes, breathing deeply, and then my focus is on just getting out of the way as much as possible, connecting with his energy. And then I start expressing myself as him. I'm talking as him. And I'm I call it semi-conscious, where I'm aware of what's going on, but I'm like somewhat listening in a sense, but not really. I'm just kind of there. And sometimes I I will laugh at something, but it's really, I'm not there so much. I'm just kind of, I'm tuning in, getting out of the way, surrendering as much as possible. And the person out, the way that the voice changes, the way that everything comes out, it is, it's not like it's how he would talk through me, but it's almost like it's the expression that's desired between the two of us, where it's representative of what he wants to, how he wants to communicate and what he wants to convey. So the voice is always similar, which is kind of mischievous and playful. And it's my translation of the energy. And if, and I've done this kind of test, which has been super helpful. I've done this test where when I'm channeling in a light state, I'll try to, and you never want to try to butt in. I'll try to change, like, no, I'm going to talk more like this. And it breaks me right out of the state because I'm not in the flow anymore. So it's funny how a part of where it will actually be funny to me is that it kind of feels like he's a puppet master. I'm just like, I'm totally just like, sure, we could do whatever. And it gets crazy. So I have to be, I told Alexis Anthony that somebody had asked before, like to Maldivin, well, what is your purpose in life? And he joked and said, it's to embarrass the channel. It's to embarrass me.
Isn't that all of life in general though?
yeah. But within that idea, is so it's like, oh, so you're trying to embarrass me. So if I get to a point where I'm just like, nah, you can't embarrass me,
then it's like, yeah, good luck. Good luck trying to embarrass me.
yeah.
don't get embarrassed. That might be kind of an issue.
No, it's like it's there where it's no, but it's just having a lot of fun. But it's part of the process of, you know, it's kind of like a challenge, like, oh my, it's to embarrass the channel. It's like, if I get to a point where I'm like, oh no, I'm comfortable with this, then it's like a kind of passed a test. So anyway, yeah, that's it. And I feel like those type of explanations are important because I know whenever I've watched interviews with channels and just get into it and it's just all about, you know, the this being is going to come through and it's going to deliver. And you don't really, you're just looking at it like, so what's going on here? Whereas, you know, in the way I explain it, you could probably see it's just, if it's very natural. It's not like, now I will be possessed by this being.
That would be kind of cool. Actually, can you do that instead?
it's like a possession, though. It is like a possession because it can look like you're being possessed. I'm going to be moving differently and it's going to be different. So it's kind of but it's not a possession. It's like a coming together where you're merging.
Right. It's like a collaboration.
It's a collaboration. Yeah, that's why, I showed you, I started creating like a sign or like the name for a YouTube channel and the Mike and Maldivin show or Mike and Maldivin experience.
Right, because
it's both, and it's not just one or the other.
All right.
Anyway, all right, some drink. All right, man. Have some fun. For whatever reason, I'm naturally drawn when I'm getting started. I think it's like chakras in the hands, maybe.
But like this,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like warming up, but
like
not
activate,
in terms of the heat.
Activates it.
Yeah, like activating. So I'll naturally just kind of, and then. So now is when, and then it's like bringing up the energy around the neck at the throat to open up. And also, like, this is kind of a natural, as I'm, you'll see my neck like tick a little bit. It's almost like it's opening up this these areas to allow you to, like, for the energy to flow. I'm not trying to do that. All right, I am suddenly present. Look at that. One of the metaphors that I like to use sometimes in terms of me suddenly showing up is it's like the channel is Aladdin and he is rubbing the lamp and out comes the genie. But really, it is like the channel is also the lamp and is the genie as well. It gets all mixed up, but we like to create separation in this world where it is more like there is a certain order to things to make it easy to comprehend, but it is so much more magical. There is so much more of a mixture where it is like the three of you and all those involved on the call right now, you may see the separation amongst each of you where you are all in your own location, where you have your own look, where you have your own feel, where you have your own flavor, but you are all combining in this delicious soup, making the show what it is in this moment. And it is not so much the idea of making it where it is like, well, I will just give the idea of like making a baby. It is like you are making a baby in some ways, just to make this a little bit dirty as well. Well, we have some people on the call that might want that included. But the idea of making something together, birthing it into the world, and seeing how many people want what you all have to offer, not just one person or another, but what you all have to offer. And by coming together and maybe feeling like you are not working together so specifically, but just by coming together, you have no idea really how much you are assisting each other to express yourselves individually, but in total, because there is no separation other than the separation that you are perceiving and giving. It is all one. It is
right.
Connected. All connected. So it is like, okay, I'll use some more dirty references. It is like I am also inside of you, Alexis. We're all inside of each other. How interesting. It is like one big orgy all coming together. All of these very interesting, peculiar tastes that we have. But somehow we ended up in this orgy. Like we are in this room and we are all looking at each other. And we don't know why we are here. Seems like there is a sign on the door and it says orgy inside and everybody is confused, like they missed the sign, but they're here and they don't know why, and so they just go with the flow. And then some people may present the idea of let's make a baby, and everybody will say I believe that includes only two people, and then I come in and say nope, metaphorical babies include everybody. We are all involved. We all participate, whether you know it or not. You are all a part of the delicious soup. Let's take a sip and continue with the interaction. How are you, Anthony? Talk to me, Anthony. You understand that, and I am playing with you, that it is like being on the show is checking off an item on my bucket list. I am here on the Anthony Rogers Show. I have made it, Mom and Dad. I made it. And I joke as well in terms of getting recognition in relation to the channel, because as you may have experienced through his sharing, it has been a little bit of a long time for me to come out of the lamp, It is like I have been trapped in this lamp, for he is not allowing me out. I have been serving a sentence in this lamp. Now I finally get to talk to people and be on your wonderful show. And truly, the idea of checking off the bucket list may sound like I am poking you, jabbing you, making fun. But understand that in my reality, it is like everything that I do is a bucket list item. There is nothing that is just better than another other than my judgment, because we like to judge things. But in my experience, which is more five-dimensional, which is much more heart-based, which is much more elevated, where the frequency is much higher, not to tell you that I'm better than you, because I am not, but just sharing that my experience is like every item is that kind of bucket list item. And it never ends because we are infinite and things keep going. There are an infinite number of things to experience. So even though it sounds funny in this reality to say that, and it would be a sly remark, I am not kidding. This is similar to that, because everything that I do is going to be perfect because I know it is. And it's going to be as joyful as possible. So what you got for me, kiddos?
Okay. What in the fifth dimension is everyone's consciousness like connected psychically, or like what is, can you describe kind of what the fifth dimension is like?
Sure. Fifth dimension. Please take my hand as I take you into the fifth dimension, and then you freak the heck out and you say, I'll stay here. You just describe it, please. Okay, I will. So fifth dimension going to be, yes, extremely connected, where you are able to see exactly how I described in the beginning of this transmission. You are able to see how connected you are to everyone. You recognize yourself in each other, and you honor the difference between each of you. So you understand that everyone has their individual expression. Everyone is on their own path. They're doing their own thing, and there are certain greetings, certain things that we might share that have to do with, there is a term that the channel was given, the term Chivai, in which it is like a sort of greeting, a sort of word that a being of myself might use on my planet, of meaning that I am on my path, I am moving in my direction, and that honoring of paths between all of us, but also understanding how we are all connected and how we are coming across each other in the absolute perfect way, that everything is working out in the most absolute synchronous way that you can imagine, where you are constantly, constantly feeling that everything is perfect and connected, that there are no mistakes at all. And that in such a society is like, in a way, that you are all sort of married. So relationships are much different. It is not separated. It's extremely, extremely connected. And if you just tap into that a little bit, which I gave hint of in the beginning of this talk, then you could bring that into your world and you can sense it more in your reality as much as you can, because of course, in this reality matrix that you're in, you're only going to experience it to a certain extent, but you can experience it more than you know. It's just that you may not get as strong of a reflection from others in a broad space, because there's going to be a very wide variety of people that you'll come across. There's a very diverse bunch in your reality. You can come across people in smaller groups, like this one, for instance, where it might be that you are really able to reflect that back to each other. But then when you go out into the bigger fish tank, into the fish bowl, where, as you say, there are plenty of fish in the sea. There are plenty of all different types of people out there with different opinions, with different ideas. It is less likely that you're going to get back what you might get from people that are very specifically on your wavelength. But in my world, in my experience, everyone is on that wavelength together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So are you on your planet right now, like astral projecting into Mike, or how does that work?
Into Mike. Well,
or into his consciousness, or I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Sure. We can look at this however you want. Yes, I am. I am going right into Mike, right into him. You see that idea of embarrassment? You see, I am right behind him. I am showing him that I'm really here for him, as he gyrates forward. No, I. Okay, all right, all right. I will just put my hand on his shoulder. Well, now I'm showing him I'm petting his shoulder to make him still uncomfortable. Okay, I'll just stand by his side. But no, we are telepathically connected. So I can be anywhere. I could be absolutely anywhere because really, if we're simplifying things, everything is here now. That's a big part of how telepathy works and how we are able to form this connection. Because in my experience, everything is here and now. And we're just experiencing it as if it is in these vastly different locations where there is this great distance. I can be anywhere. I could be in an entirely different universes. It does not change the connection that I have with him. And that is not just me and him. That is with anybody else. Any connections that you have, that you feel like they might be somewhere far off, everything is here and now.
So like, is time different in the fifth dimension? Like everything's happening all at once? Or is time linear? Like, sorry. Is time linear in the fifth dimension, or is it just happening all at once?
There is some sort of linearity if you wish to experience it that way. It can be experienced in a linear fashion, but it is with the understanding that it is not linear. So it is very, very flexible. It is a flexible being, that time. You should see what time does in a private setting, the way it is so some of the moves that time can make, it is very impressive. Everyone wants a piece of time, don't they? Everyone wants more time. Everyone wants more time. It seems like time is never on the market. We always need more. Yes, time is...
You always need more?
Time for sale. Do I have any takers?
Do you have any questions, Anthony?
I'm just seeing where this is going. That was crazy. So what does the fifth dimension appear as? I guess is there a sight or something to it, or like, you know, I mean, or is it just a, I guess kind of a dumb question, but it kind of interests me. Interesting.
So
say that again.
Is there a visualization to the fifth dimension, like any kind of visual, like sight?
Oh, got it.
Like what is the difference
in terms of visuals?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, sir. Yes. I will respond to this question. So, one moment. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that infusion of energy. Okay. I will be militant about this answer by telling you there is no time and space where I am. No. There is an experience in which, one moment, I am just, hold on. Just having some fun here with the channel. Okay, so the experience in what you would consider to be fifth dimension, in my experience, it is what you would consider to be quasi-physical. So it is like I have 1 foot, you could say, in non-physical and one in physical, where I am switching back and forth as I wish. So it is very malleable. It is very flexible in terms of what I am able to do and how I am able to appear, because it is on the border of physical and non-physical. So there is sight, but also remember that sight in your experience is very much through the eyes, but there is the third eye. There is a threesome of eyes. Yes, it's not just monotonous. There is a third. And so you want to use them all up and have an eye order of visualization where you are able to see what is directly in front of you, which in this case, in this dimension, in my experience, is going to be very fluid. It's not going to be so dense. If you think about dimension, not just in terms of the dimensions, but in terms of density, density is a good description for what we're talking about, where this reality is very dense, where you, as is a term here, knock on wood, where you're knocking on the wood. It's very solid. It's very physical. Whereas I may knock on what appears to be and materializes as wood, and my hand goes right through it because it is very malleable, light in that way. It's very much made of light. And so that may be hard to understand, but hard is good sometimes. You know what I mean, Alexis?
Okay, I have a question. Can you have sex in the fifth dimension?
What do you think? It is going to be significantly different. Significantly different. It is not so much physical in the way that you're imagining. Sorry to burst your bubble. Don't mean to rain down on your parade or create or lack the surprise ending that happens in many of these excursions that you might go on, where there is a happy ending, where there is a great finish. It is not so much this beginning and end, because remember, this idea that everything is here and now. And so if you were to imagine that living your life in itself has an orgasmic nature to it, because it is so exciting, it's so amazing, it is so beautiful, but it doesn't stop you from, or tire you out or slow you down, it fuels you. That is how we experience life, you could imagine, but it is done in a way where it's fluid, so it is very heightened. We experience things in a very heightened, very heart-based way, in which many people would consider it to be heavenly or sort of orgasmic. So with that said, we're already living on that level. So imagine now if you are to create a sort of environment where it's like, let's take it up a notch. Well, now we are really going into interesting territory, aren't we? But really, it is not like this is needed, that there is some kind of interaction needed between individuals in order to create a type of sensation or feeling. It is just an option to connect with beings on a certain level. But if you think about the idea that I mentioned, that in a sense we are not traditionally, but it is like we are all in a sort of marriage. So relationships are different. We understand how we are all connected, how we are all a part of each other, how we are all inside each other in one way or another. So it is much different than how you experienced that sort of activity. However, it happens in the sense that there is a coming together, that there can be that experience where there are intentions to come together in a sort of different kind of way that you might consider to be more of a romantic kind of partnership, but still is very different than what you are used to. You make a lot of separation in this 3D or what could be considered 4D reality. You make a lot of separation, and then within that idea of the separation, you will segment out that there are certain times where you then come together in a specific way to experience certain types of feelings. Whereas for us, it is all very heightened and blended all the time. So it is not like you are needing, as you say, many of you, well, I think you need to get laid right now. That's what you need. You need to let loose. You need to get this out of your system. Well, I know why this person is angry. He clearly hasn't gotten any. And so for me and for our society, it is where we have all, well, in a sense, it is like we are all getting plenty of it. And so we don't need it because we're already high on it. It's already a part of our experience. So it is
interesting. Okay.
Instance where we create a sort of experience where it could be like what you consider to be, or for instance, creating a life form. So birthing, not in the way that you experience it, but birthing, bringing through a soul into our existence, into our reality. And that kind of interaction and coming together, which is very ceremonial and unique, where it's beings coming together with a connection to a soul, understanding that there is a calling for them to come into our reality and experience it. And so now we have a purpose to come together and to unite and to form and to broadcast our energy, stream our energy, open up space to allow this being to come in, versus the idea of having sexy time and then as a result of explosion going off, that something suddenly comes out of the same place that you're inserting yourself prior. So it is not so much that idea. Are you enjoying it?
Wow. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Doing
for the enlightening information. It's really interesting.
Doing my best to try to fit this in to your little box. That's right, Alexis. Just trying to fit this big energy into your little box.
Do you have any questions, Anthony?
Can you experience other dimensions through DMT?
That is a tool that you can use if you wish. Why? Have you experienced DMT before?
Oh, me? No, I don't do that.
Ah, but you are obviously interested.
Oh, no, I was reading comments and someone else brought that up in the questions. I was reading what someone else said.
Oh, someone was asking? Oh, interesting. Yeah, let's see. Does anyone in... let's ask if other people have questions. Does anyone in the...
I could expand on that idea. So the idea of DMT, the idea of any other type of psychedelic substance can assist you. Assist you. That is an important word for these substances. Because, as our friend on the call could attest to, you can abuse substances in a way that is more harmful to you. So you can use certain substances, right? Literally anything, really. You can use anything to assist you to get to a certain place. But overall, you never want to become dependent on any one thing, and you want to keep your toolbox open. Don't be a tool, but you want to use the right tools, as I know how to do, Alexis. Really know how to use my toolbox. Anyway. But really, you want to...
Being in the third dimension, can you remote view things? Like, can you access other things in the third dimension, being in a higher dimension?
Say that again. I am sorry that I missed that.
Can you participate in remote viewing, being in a higher dimension?
Remote viewing. Okay. So, let's just focus on the idea of telepathy and include absolutely anything within that transmission, that understanding of you activating your third eye, tapping in to anything, anything in existence, I would consider to be using your third eye and tapping in to be remote viewing, where it is just you tapping into other realities. And so that is extremely natural for me. Very natural, but I don't label it as remote viewing. It is just downloading exactly what I need and seeing it in a more vivid way, not where it is a strain, where it has to be interpreted as much. It is going to be much more clear to me. But remote viewing is more so a label for a technique that you all use that's done in a particular manner that makes it easier for you to, well, it fits it into a nice, neat little box.
Sick.
And add to that, in general, it does help to expand your understanding of these very specific things where you allow everything to be available to you, where it is like, for instance, Alexis, that you say to me, Maldivin, I am all yours. You can do whatever you want with me. It is like you want your reality, everything available to you, to kind of scream that out to you where you see it that way, where you don't have to fit within these specific boxes unless you want to, but you don't have to do things in such a specific way that people might, they'll make it easy by saying this exercise of remote viewing, this exercise of this, of that, this method. But if you get to the root of how those things are done, then you could simplify a lot of that to simply connection, to downloads, and to perception, and that can be done without any assistance. And so that's why I mentioned that they assist you. They are there to assist. But Alexis, believe me, I can get the job done on my own.
Okay, what does it say? From now on, anytime someone says box, Nikki's gonna lose it.
That anyone says thoughts?
The word that says box, yeah.
Thoughts.
Oh my god.
Fembots. Have you seen Austin Powers? Fembots. They have the gun that come out. That is how many men see women on your planet. It is like if they approach them, the guns will come right out of and shoot them down.
We must seem so barbaric to you.
What's that?
I said humans must seem so barbaric.
Well, if you want to put it that way.
Just a little bit.
It is understandable. It is understandable. I prefer the caveman way sometimes myself. I don't need all the extra toys, Alexis. Sometimes, as I said, I can get it done just fine on my own. Keep it nice and traditional. Sometimes you just fit it right in the box. We don't need to go beyond. But yes, it is definitely, I'll put it this way, extremely humorous. Very, very humorous, because going along with the idea of the box, it is like trying to fit yourself into a tiny 2-foot by 2-foot box, or even smaller than that. Watching you all is like trying to perform a circus act, where it is like you are trying to fit yourself in these tiny positions, which I say spread out, open yourself up. You've got a big bed here. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure you won't tip over. So, do we have any other questions?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
only good? Is that all I've delivered? I don't want somebody to just be walking away saying I just did good. Did you just give me a thumbs up? Is that it?
That was the best I've ever had.
Well, now it seems like you're lying. Can't get away with it. I am telepathic. I know what you're thinking. But yeah.
Damn. Jenny asked in the comments, do you work with stone magic?
Stone magic. Define what you consider to be stone magic.
I'm just reading the comments.
Maybe like healing crystals? Crystals, maybe?
Jenny, elaborate if you would in the comments. Like, if you would. I'm not really sure either.
Yes. Well, you could say that I have some pretty big stones. But okay, all right. I will give an example. So,
crystals or something.
Yes, absolutely. I understand. So, stones. I just couldn't help but go there first. So, yes, obviously there is a connection to nature, the idea that there is a planet that I am on, which I'm not always there. It is sometimes sparingly and sometimes bearingly. But walking around nude in the woods, nice little visual, but no. So there is obviously nature here. And so I can have an experience where I am working with stone beings, which is what I call them, is stone beings, frequencies that these stones represent, where they carry certain stories, each one of them unique, different in its own nature. You can actually channel such beings because everything in nature has a consciousness, rock consciousness, stone consciousness. There is a being there that is expressing itself differently. So it may not be like a cartoon where it's moving a cartoon mouth suddenly, but I can experience it that way. And so I can have conversations with stones on the planet where I will visit, or others, because I am open up. I am fully opened to the idea and in the knowing, in the understanding that everything has a consciousness and that I can interact with anything. So by being on that wavelength, a stone is just an example, any other type of consciousness that I can have a conversation with, that I can glean info from. So there may be times where I am in turn and stop to do that. Perhaps I will sit on stone and it says, why are you sitting on my face, Alexis? But no. Sorry, I just can't get enough. But anyway, so I will say, though, that in the beginning of this interaction that you had, well, with the channel, there was that connection with the Moldavite. So there is a stone connection that I share, and I used that in conjunction with him in agreement, where we would use that together as a symbol. And that isn't necessarily what you might consider to be a typical stone, but it is of a crystalline nature. It is of that nature. And we use that together as a way to connect. But it's just a form of play, as there are many different forms of play. There are many different categories of play, yes? And it is this playfulness, this being playful with your reality, with these different, what I might call permission slips, the different tools where you can discover more about yourself, where you could tap into frequencies in a more specific way, but you don't need any of that. And so for myself, to reflect back that idea to you, I don't need any of this. It is just a matter of whether I am interested in it to have that type of interaction, just like the second experience. As you accelerate and move into higher frequencies, you feel like you need less and less things that you would consider to be outside of yourself. So It is a different kind of relationship, not where I need these things, but where it's just fun to interact with them. But with the channel and his experience, we might create that sort of bond and relationship where it is like there's this power in the stone and we work with it in that way.
Interesting. I love that.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Does anyone else have any other questions?
I don't personally. I'm already wrapped, probably. But...
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, really good. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you.
The crystal beings, that's really interesting, actually, because I feel like I will sometimes telepathically communicate with plants and trees. Like, it's definitely trees, for sure. But once I started having an awakening, I was like, I'd start hearing trees' names. Like, when I walk by, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yes. So you are connecting in that way that I described. You do not need to be at this frequency level that I'm at. You can do that here, and don't judge it. Don't say that, oh, I don't know if it's really coming from this being, or it can be stronger. People, they want to be hit over the head. They want to be slapped in the face to get confirmation that they are. I see the channel is reverting from getting too dirty. He's actually holding back a little bit with some of these visual references, but perhaps they're telepathically coming across. But anyway, yes, so people, they really feel like they need to be slapped in the face sometimes to get the point, but trust your instinct, your intuition. Know that when you feel something deeply, when it resonates with you in your core, there is no lie there. That is for real. That is as real as it gets. That is your truth. When you know, when you feel that, you just can't get in your own way. Just don't get in your own way. Just like the channeling experience and how the channel has described it is about getting out of the way. So when you tap in to these different beings, these different consciousness and energy, that you don't judge it, you allow it to come through and however it needs to, and maybe you will end up channeling dirty messages from the plants and trees like the channel does. Again, I believe they are in the dirt, aren't they? So perhaps messages. Is there anything else that you've got for me?
No, I appreciate you. Come on, if you want to throw any like thing out or whatever, like any links or whatever, I'm gonna probably close this pretty soon. Like, well, I appreciate you coming on. It was definitely interesting. Like, people love this in the comments and stuff. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
You are so welcome. Your appreciation is felt, and I reflect it right back to you. And I have a message for you. The message has to do with your own kindness. Remember your kind nature. Your kind nature. Tap in to that aspect of yourself that you know is there, and know that it is felt by others, and that you are attracting a certain group, a certain kind of people that are your kind. Because that is naturally what is going to happen by you putting yourself out there in an aligned way and by you not getting in your own way. The people that come into your life, that show up for your show, and really your whole life is a show. So that just show up in your life. Know that the more that you stay in this place, in your center, the reflections that you will get from other people of your kindness, of your kind, it will become more and more magical. Just stay in that golden pocket. Stay in that space where you don't get discouraged, where you analyze the numbers too much, where you get a little bit too analytical. Just think about the sexual experience on Earth. if you get too much in your head, things go south. Yes, in often the world, as our friend might attest to. So be in your heart, continue to express yourself as authentically as possible, knowing that that is enough. That is enough. Don't get too caught up in the numbers, in the analytics. That is 3D, if you want to look at it that way. In this world, the way that I see it, that is dense, limited thinking. Mm-hmm. If you understand your true power and how, to draw an analogy here with the idea of a podcast, you are broadcasting your energy. You are your own station, broadcasting your energy at all times. So be aware of what you are broadcasting, not where you overthink it or overanalyze it, but where it really feels aligned with you. Because I guarantee you, what you will receive in return will only be a reflection of what you're putting out. So the message is to really simplify things. Don't get too caught up in the specifics. Stay in this heart-centered, authentic place, knowing that your energy is not only recognized, but it is like a magnet pulling people in, because that is just how reality works. You are going to attract the people that are a match to you. And one last thing. Earlier, I had mentioned the idea, finally, I am recognized. Thank you so much. I have come out of the bottle and here I am. Off the bucket list, I have made it. I am recognized. Understand that recognition in my eyes is you seeing reflections of the impact that you're already having on people. You already are having as much of an impact, and I know this may be hard to understand, but just by existing, just by being, you are already having as much impact as you can just by being a part of this greater puzzle of the one. By you existing, that is enough. I know earlier we joked about the military energy, and in the military, they would most likely say, you are not enough. You have to do this. You have to do that. There are these certain rules and ideas that you have to do certain things to be enough. You don't. People are just scared that if they think being is enough, that they will be lazy and they will not go further. That's not the truth. The truth is you are all enough already. And then you do certain things that reveal the impact and that truth that you are already having on other people. So again, I bring this forth for you to not get discouraged where you may feel like, I want to see the impact more. Understand you are as much impact as you already can, and it is just revealing it. And that is what I have to share with you. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it. So kind you are. My kind.
That was a great message, very positive and stuff. I appreciate that. I think that's a very real thing. A lot of people need to hear that. And honestly, it's good.
Yeah.
Take to heart and do what you wish with it. It is none of my business after that. And as you go into privacy and do what you wish, I promise I will not be a voyeur, or maybe I will. But understand that I am always available to you. For even though you may say that the channel has a very specific link to me, that I am a counterpart of his, and that there is special flow and connection, going back to the idea that everything is here now and that we are all connected, do not think that I am off limits to you. You form this connection with me. You have this connection. It is there. Call on me as you wish, like your own genie. Thank you.
Sweet. Cool. That was awesome.
Well, thank you for jumping in.
Oh, cool. What time is it? Did we go? Okay, so like an hour and a half. So we didn't go too crazy.
That was perfect. That was good. I appreciate you using the energy for that, man. That was cool. And,
thank you,
a lot of people watch this and in the comments and stuff. I appreciate everybody like spending their Monday night watching this. You know, I mean, they could be doing anything and they're watching us, so I appreciate that.
Do you have any links that you want to promote?
Hold on. First, I want to say that, oh my God, Alexis. he's showing me right now. He's playing the song, you know, pour some sugar on me. Pouring it out and like representing how he just, it was like constant, but dirty reference.
I thought it was hilarious.
But this is
obviously, he knows I can take a dirty joke. So fuck it.
And it all depends on the audience. So you are present, you have this connection, right? And so it comes out. It all depends on the audience. It's not only, it's just so much fun. So yeah, thank you guys, and hope you got some stuff out of it. And with you, Anthony. There was like, I just felt like really, because I don't remember it, you know, completely. I can't recall too much, but I just know like the end part. It was just a feeling of like you're on the right path and just to not get in your own way and just like keep doing what you're doing and that kind of encouragement, you know.
So no, I think you nailed it. I think you guys nailed it. Yeah, no, I think I'm my only obstacle for sure. And I definitely agree. And people watching them probably can attest to that. I've definitely just like gotten my own way more than I have. And I definitely agree. And I think it's, And I definitely agree.
Cool.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you all joining us and stuff. And like,
what's the link you want to promote?
So you, at the moment, you go to mikeymessenger.com.
Okay.
That'll. Cool. I do private sessions, so people can get a session with me. My email is on there. I think my messenger, so through one of those you get in touch with me and talk to this crazy motherfucker. And also I also will do, like, I'm beginning to teach people, like, help people with channeling as well if they want to learn how to channel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to have you back on. Cool. So that was great. I mean, great guest, Nikki. Like, great choice, honestly. And Mikey, thank you for coming on here. I appreciate it.
Man.
Definitely have you back. You're definitely interesting. And sometimes it's just good to shut up and learn, you know. And that's kind of where I felt like I was. I was like, I just like sitting back, I kind of learning stuff. And like, I mean, I enjoy that as like a person that tries to steadily learn. So I mean, it was nice to kind of take a back seat and kind of just watch, you know, and like listen. Yeah. And like just. I mean, it's great sometimes if I get to shut the fuck up. I mean, I appreciate that. It was cool, man. Like, yeah, we'd have you back on for sure, man. Like, and obviously, I appreciate everybody watching. Like I said, people could be doing anything on a Monday night right now. And I know the East Coast, it's 11 o'clock. I know it's 10 o'clock here. And so I know it's like later in a lot of places. So I appreciate everybody watching this. And like, without you guys watching this, we'd just be delusional bastards. So, I mean, I always want to own that, you know? this would just be a Zoom call without the viewers. So,
I'm already our delusional bastards, but whatever.
we would be without, you know, the only difference between delusion and success is that
we'd be more delusional.
And I just appreciate it. I mean, people coming in here viewing it, and I appreciate Rumble featuring and stuff. I mean, we're blessed right now. It's definitely amazing. Like, I just want to admit all that stuff too. I'm blessed to have guests, co-hosts, viewers, sponsors. You know, it's just it's awesome, man. Like, I really appreciate tonight. And like, I'll be in touch and stuff. So, if there's anything else you guys want to throw out, if not, I'm gonna just get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I would love to come back. And I mean, you guys are. I knew it was gonna be great. We had never met personally, but going along with, you know, what came through in the channeling, I mean, Moldovan, that perspective, it rubs off on me by channeling it. And so I know that when things are aligned, like, I knew it was going to be good. I knew that it was going to come great. And, but that element of surprise is always fun. You don't know what's going to happen. So in the future, we could even do something where if there's a theme where, or if you have like, you know, other questions, like certain questions, a holiday special.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you will have to watch this back. I'll probably watch this tomorrow too. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I appreciate you all. Like I said, thank you, guests, co-hosts, listeners, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate everybody, man. Like, it was great talking to you guys and listening and stuff. And I'm gonna get out of here. And hope everybody has a good night or what's left of it, you know.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you all for watching at home. Back tomorrow, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. And thank you all for watching. Thank you, Rumble, for featuring this. And this will be on streams after. It's going to go live on Rumble first every time now. So I appreciate you all. Bye.